It was crazy. You know, I got out there at first and definitely a little nervous, some goosebumps. But once puck dropped, I got to field a little bit. I felt a lot more comfortable. Yeah, it was kind of my game plan, just to try and get involved in something right away to get myself mentally into the game. And my partner Ron made it really easy on me tonight. A lot of talk, so it was easy. Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's really reliable defensively, and he's smart. He sees the game well, so he's always talking to me, letting me know when to jump up, when to close off guys, and who's going to get the puck. So it makes it a lot easier. I didn't know what to expect, really. I was just trying to get my feet wet and see what I could do to help out. I had practiced it a little bit, but I wasn't sure if I'd get a chance or not.
What happened on the clear attempt you had in the first period there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I just, you know, Ladd was going down the wall, and both forwards were driving the net, so I jumped into the slot. He made a great pass out to me, tried to fire it on net, and he made a really nice save. So, yeah, top blocker.
You probably asked this already, but what did you think of the crowd?
It was phenomenal. I mean, playing in front of that crowd in a game like this with emotions already high and this time of year, it was a lot of fun.
Meet your expectations, or was it?
No, I think it exceeded my expectations. You know, it was loud watching from the press box that night, but being on the ice and kind of being swarmed by it, it was impressive.
What do you mean to get the early hit on Cody to kind of help get into the game?
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, I wanted to try and get involved physically early and try and get myself mentally into the game.
Where'd you get the heavy shot?
Lots of pucks in the driveway, lots of broken garage doors, and
really?
yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I like to try and get pucks on net as much as I can, and when I get a chance to fire it, I'll fire it.